one of the big infrastructure projects that's been happening for a while here in the Hunter is the Glendale Interchange. And there are some thoughts on whether the state government will be continuing funding this year, next year in the state government budget. Let's find out the state of that at the moment with Mayor of Lake Macquarie, Kay Fraser. Good morning, Kay. What is the state of the Glendale Interchange as we speak this morning?
Well, good morning. I think we have a good news story in that we're about to open the first stage of the road that's going from behind the Hunter Sports Centre up to Main Road at Cardiff. So that's really important. That'll be happening in the next couple of weeks. I know motorists have been driving past there thinking, when is that going to open? It's going to cut so much time, save me going around the crossroads.
Okay, I've been watching that for
a couple of weeks.
Okay, I've been watching that for a while. I keep looking for the line markings on the road there, so it's got to be close if you're telling me a couple of weeks.
Yes, a couple of weeks, and that'll be open, so you'll be able to zip down there, go to the sports centre, or go to Glendale Shopping Centre, whatever you want to do, and cut that that intersection out of the crossroads, which is really, really busy. So that's a good news story. And obviously the next stage is the Pennant Street Bridge. And once motorists start on that road, they'll be able to see that fantastic new roundabout we've got there. And as they're going from Glendale to Cardiff, if they look to their right, they'll see where the Pennant Street Bridge, where that will connect to Cardiff. And they'll go, wow, look at all that land that's going to be unlocked. Look at all those homes that can be built there. Look how that industrial area can expand over here to the retail precinct. It has so much potential, it's a no-brainer to fund it.
It does seem a bit of a no-brainer. Now, I know you've been talking with representatives from the state government about potential funding for this. Can you tell us how those discussions have been going?
Yes, I met with Minister Constance and Minister Roberts last week in Parliament House, Sydney. And look, I got a very good hearing. I walked away from there feeling very, very positive. And I'm sure that we will get the funding. I think that we may not get it in the June budget. I'm hopeful that there may be some commitment, but I'm not sure what that will be. But I'm hopeful that they will fund it. And I'm keen to show the Minister. Scott McDonald's been up here, our Minister, our Shadow, our Parliament Secretary for the Hunter. I've got to get his title right. And I know that he's very keen for it to be funded. So there's a real consensus. The Property Council, the Business Chamber, everyone is behind this project. So I think now, once the first stage opens, once that road opens, people can see the potential, the government will definitely come on board. I just feel like there's a real sense of urgency that this is funded.
Okay, I would imagine that once, as you said, people can actually get on that new road and see the area that we've been talking about, they will be sort of petitioning your office saying, hey, can we get that next stage up and running? Look, I'm going to throw a curveball at you this morning as well. While we're on the matter of roads in that area, wouldn't it be great if we could get that 700 or 800 metres of main road duplicated between Crossroads and Cardiff? It's kind of a little tiny missing link, but it seems to me another no-brainer.
Oh, definitely. And as I was saying before, I've had a number of people raise that with me. And I used to live at Barnsley, so I'm very much aware of the traffic there, but I'm not going out there as much as I was before, travelling every day. But yes, it is a no-brainer, and that should be something that I'm happy to take up with the state government as well. So I think it's really important. And given that I've had so many people contact me in the last month and go, what about that section? I went, yes, that's right. Why wasn't that completed? I don't understand either.
You know, when you do take this up and when that eventually does come on, you know we're going to take the credit for it right here, don't you?
Of course you are. Good on you. To
NURFM,
I take credit for the extension.
Kay, a win is a win. I'll take it where I can. It seems like we are having a few wins with the Glendale Interchange. Thank you for your time and effort you've put into that project over the last little while.
No problem at all. Thanks for the call.